Good morning, everyone. I'm John Myrie, and welcome to the Wisconsin Northland Outdoors. Well, you know, summer's here, folks, and on this week's show, we talk summer fishing with Hayward Area Fishing Guide Mike Best. Lots of great tips from Mike. And then we have reports and some more tips for you from Jarrett McCarthy down at Hayward Bait and Bottle. Lots to cover on this week's show, all coming up right after these messages.
Big news. Hayward Power Sports is your new shore station dock system dealer. Some homes have curb appeal, but does your lake home or cabin have shore appeal? Since 1959, Shore Station has crafted docks designed to be your summer fun center. They're constructed with high-quality aluminum and a durable powder coat color finish on their gorgeous harbor gray planking and slate gray sideboards. What's more, their modular design allows for endless configurations. Our Hayward Power Sports team can even pair your dock with an industry-favorite vertical boat lift from Lakeside Products. Yes, the Shore Station engineers kept it simple with accessories that mount quickly and easily without tools. Sections lock together with a simple spring-loaded pin mechanism, and leg height can be adjusted without tools. Plus, the quick-as-a-click dock accessories range from ladders and bumpers to gear towers, benches, seats, and more. Not only do Shore Station docks look great, their A-frame stance provides superior level of stability and safety. Check out your new Shore Station dealer, Hayward Power Sports, today, just 10 minutes east of Hayward on Highway 77.
Riding along in my automobile.
Bumping into things unexpectedly? Make your first choice for collision repair, Ernie's Auto Body, featuring the most advanced collision repair facility in Northwest Wisconsin. With a state-of-the-art spray bake-down draft paint booth for that better-than-new finish, laser technology for precision frame alignment, loaner cars available, computerized estimates, written guarantees, and documented unmatched customer service, the clear choice is Ernie's Auto Body, south of Hayward on Highway 63 and Nursery Road, where quality is no accident.
Lynn's Custom Meats and Catering welcomes you to stop by for their great lunch menu, and while you're there, Lynn's also has a great selection of custom-cut meats and sausages, as well as many varieties of snack sticks, jerky, fresh cheese curds, and much more. Lynn's is open Mondays through Fridays from 9 to 5:30 and 9 to 4 on Saturdays. Lynn's Custom Meats and Catering in Hayward.
Hi, this is Ann the Tool Girl from M&M Rental. Here at M&M Rental, we have it all for you do-it-yourselfers and contractors. Concrete tools, metal brakes, man lifts, log splitters, skid steers, and everything you'll need for excavating and trenching, plus much more. And for fun on the water, we have jet skis, ski boats, pontoon boats, fishing boats, kayaks too. From lawn care equipment to tools and sporty goods, we have it all and we deliver. Give us a call at 634-3146. M&M Rental, located on Highway B, Hayward.
We're recording this week's show down Hayward Bait and Bottle, and I'm talking to Jarrett McCarthy. And Jarrett, we've had some hot weather, but we're still behind, I think, as far as water temperatures on a lot of lakes.
Yeah, it's been pretty warm around here, and yeah, we're still behind. Looks like some of the lakes I'm going out, I'm seeing low 70s. Some of the deeper clear body lakes I'm still seeing in the high 60s, but yeah, still a little bit behind of where we should be this time of year.
Let's talk a little bit about the fishing. What are you seeing? What's the best fishing out there right now you're hearing?
So best fishing right now, from what I'm hearing, a lot of guys are doing pretty well on walleyes, a lot of guys doing good on smallies, and a lot of guys are still pitching for bluegills up on their beds right now.
Okay, let's talk about the walleyes first. Is it all lakes, or is it certain types of lakes and time of day, and what have they been hitting on?
Seems like, we've had a mix between the stained bodies and the clear bodies waters of the lake. So I've heard a lot of good reports coming off around, a lot of good reports coming off of Couderay. Heard some good stuff coming off of Sisabagami. And we've also had a lot of reports coming off the Flowage right now. A lot of the waters that are, stained right now, a lot of guys are getting them in that 10 to 20 foot water range. Fishing slip bobbers, fishing leeches. And then the guys that are out on the clear bodies of water, I'm hearing they're getting them over the top of brand new weeds. Some guys are getting them out trolling, pitching jigs. Some guys still getting them on jerk baits, but definitely a lot of fish out there getting caught, and a lot of nice fish right now too.
Seems like the evening is the better time, it seems like, almost.
Your low light periods, yeah, so a lot of guys are getting out there in the evening, and we're hearing some getting caught early on in the morning, but your evening is your prime time bite.
We've had some Helga my hatcher, which are dragonflies. They turn into dragonflies. We've had some other bug hatches going on, and when that starts to happen, we start to see a lot of forage in the lakes and things change. I know crawlers seem to be real effective. And I know there's guys out there probably trolling crawler harnesses right now.
They are. Yeah, we got a lot of guys that are switching over to crawler harnesses right now to go out and troll those deeper walleyes. As we get further along into summer, we get some warm weather. Thank goodness we're having those Helgramite hatches so we get some dragonflies to eat some of those darn mosquitoes out there. They're bad up here this year. But a lot of guys will switch over to that live bait pulling harnesses to find those walleyes.
You know, and somebody that hasn't really tried that pulling crawler harnesses yet, that's a pretty simple operation. There's a formula. It's like you'll get at 1 mile an hour with 1 ounce weight, you know, like a keel sinker between, you put a keel sinker on your line and then you put your crawler harness about 4, 5, 6 feet behind that. There's a simple formula. It's about 1 foot down for every 4 feet of line out.
Yeah, and I think, you know, pulling the harness may not be what trips a lot of people up. It's going to be detecting your bite and what's the difference between a bluegill, what's the difference between a walleye, a weed, a rock, and that's just a lot of things that you'll have to get used to while you're trolling. A lot of that, if you've got, you know, braided line or if you're using a sensitive pole or whatever, if you're one of the guys that likes to troll along with your hand and, you know, finger on the rod, you can get used to a lot of those senses. Otherwise, it's just understanding what the tip of your pole is doing and whether that's telling you that's a fish, it's a rock, it's a weed. It's a good idea to keep in mind what you're seeing your pole tip do too. If you've got it in a pole holder, just to know what kind of structure you have down there. If you see that you're running through a lot of weeds, maybe you should back off and run, you know, 10 feet off to the left or right to get back on the weed line instead of running right through it. A lot of little nuances with it, but it's fairly easy to get a hold of.
Yeah, and like I said, that formula is an easy formula, and I think I misstated before, but the formula is actually 1 foot down for every 2 feet of line out with a 1 ounce. If you're on a half ounce sinker, it's 1 foot down for every 4 ounces or 4 feet out in your line. Let's talk about the panfish a little bit. What you're hearing there? Crappies, bluegills, what?
So crappies have moved out. A lot of guys are seeing the crappies out in 15 to 20 feet of water, all suspended. Guys are getting them on plastics. They're starting to pitch slip bobbers that are, you know, suspended with 4, 5, 6 feet down, just dragging little plastics along. They're having some success. Bluegills are just getting to the tail end of their spawn. The second and third wave of bluegills should have been up and on beds and are probably going to start to move out into that 8, 10, 12 feet of water range. On that first weed line, they'll be out feeding on bugs. But the panfish bite's been good.
You know, and I think there again, as we get a little bit later, they're going to be seeing more and more movement deep. And that doesn't happen on all lakes. A lot of them, they'll stay in the weeds on some lakes, and some lakes they'll move out to offshore structure, like Chippewa Flow, which is one lake. They move out to bog chunks and cribs and other stuff at some point during the summer months.
Yep, and a good thing to keep in mind also, as we get further on into summer, boat traffic will pick up on a lot of the lakes too, and that will be one of the other factors that'll drive fish deep. So if you see yourself on a lake that's getting, you know, beat on by pressure with, you know, people going by on jet skis and pontoons and what have you, just don't be afraid to go look a little bit deeper for those fish trying to get out of the way.
How about bass fishing? You know, we got a lot of bass up here. Let's start with smallmouth. What are you hearing there, and what depths do you think they're at right now? I know on Round Lake we're seeing a lot of fish in that 14 to 16 foot range.
Yep, and that 10 to 15 foot range is what we're hearing at the shop. A lot of guys are going along. They're pulling Ned rigs. We got some guys that are out fishing topwaters right now. The Wacky rig has been a good producer so far this spring. Smallies are still aggressive, and they're ready to roll for you.
I know I'm going to be throwing some top water myself today, especially if that wind lays down, because if you get a hot, flat day and the dragonflies are out, it seems like those smallmouths are on top waters.
And those dragonflies certainly are out right now.
Largemouth bass, what's going on there?
So largemouth, we're seeing a lot of fish that are up in that, you know, 3 to 4 feet of water. They're hiding in the weeds that are growing in. They're feeding on bluegills that are still up spawning. Otherwise, we should still see a bunch of fish that are still out deep as well, out in that 15 to 20 foot range. They're sitting on those deeper weed lines waiting for those panfish to return from spawning. But those fish will be ready to go too. A lot of guys are starting to drop shot for them. They're throwing the wacky rigs out there for them. Some top waters, and we got a lot of frogs rolling in that slop, but definitely fish be caught shallow and deep for largies.
Muskies and pike. Muskie fishing hasn't been that terribly quick or lately. It's been a little on the slow side.
It has been. We are still seeing some pictures of some muskies being caught. Nothing big right now, but a lot of guys are getting them on smaller bucktails, smaller swim baits, pardon me. There's fish being caught. A lot of follows, a lot of fish are still just thinking about it out there, but it's not hot and heavy, but there's fish being caught.
You know, you mentioned the swim baits. I know you guys got a bunch of different musky baits in here. You got the whole wall covered with them. And you do have the swim baits, especially the soft rubber swim baits. Those things have been pretty productive over the last few years for both pike and muskies.
They really are. There's so many different ways to work a swim bait, so many different sizes that you can kind of key in on the fish's mood with, and just a wide variety of colors that you can take to different lakes around here. But swim baits have been very productive around here the past couple of years.
You know, just about everything you talked about here, too, you've got in stock here, whether it's wacky rigs and you got weedless wacky hooks, and you got everything that you need, or just regular hooks. You've got bass plastics, tons of bass plastics.
Yep, all your bass plastics, your walleye trolling needs. We got live bait here for you. We got a whole bunch of musky baits for you to come in and try out. Anything that you're looking for on the water, you know, come on in, take a peek for, and if you can't find it, always ask, because, you know.
And if you're not sure where to go, you guys can help everybody out.
Heck yeah, yep.
You bet. And I know, check out the docks that we got here, too, because I know you guys are a dealer.
Shoremaster,
dear.
Shoremaster, yep. John will be happy to help you with that back here. It's been a busy season for him this year. You know, it kind of seems like a lot of people like enjoying the water up here.
You bet. Well, thanks, Jared, for taking the time with us.
Thanks, John.
Well, folks, you know we need to take a break right now and hear from some of the many fine sponsors that bring this show to you every week. And when we come back, we'll be talking lots of great summer fishing information for you with Hayward Area Fishing Guide Mike Best. So stay tuned. We'll be back right after these messages. Hayward Bait and Bottle is your one stop for the Hayward area's largest selection of rods, reels, lures, fishing electronics, boating supplies, and they've now expanded their selection of soft plastic bass and walleye baits. No matter what you're fishing for, at Hayward Bait and Bottle, you'll find everything you'll need for a successful season. And while you're there, in their bottle shop, you'll find a full selection of beer, wine, and liquor, too. And also don't forget, now they carry Shoremaster docks, lifts, and accessories at Hayward Bait and Bottle.
The Hayward Lakes Visitors and Convention Bureau in Sawyer County, Wisconsin welcomes you to our Northwoods hometown. No matter the season, no matter the activity, you'll always be surrounded by our great outdoors. What more could you ask for in a vacation destination? Woods, waters, world-class events. Contact us for information on lodging, dining, attractions, events, trail conditions, and more. Order your free vacation guide and start planning your getaway today. Visit us at haywardlakes.com or call 1-800-724-2992.
Hayward Power Sports actually has Lunt fishing boats in stock and available for sale. I know, in today's world, it's unheard of, but we have a limited number of 2022 Lunts, all rigged and ready for the water with Mercury outboards. From the 1650 Rebel to the 1875 Pro V Bass, they'll all go fast. Built by fishermen for fishermen, Lunts feature boating's best warranty with 3 years of bow to stern and lifetime hull coverage, and no boat holds its value better. Get your Lunt at Hayward Power Sports, just 10 minutes east of Hayward on Highway 77.
Big fish stories come to life at the Freshwater Fishing Hall of Fame. The world's largest shrine to freshwater anglers boasts a 4.5-story tall walk-through muskie that's a half a city block long. It's like taking a peek into Granddad's old tackle box with thousands of mounted fish, antique outboard motors, and historical sport fishing artifacts. Stop in and take a chance on our 50-50 cash raffle. You could walk away with a pile of cash. See the big ones that didn't get away at the Freshwater Fishing Hall of Fame, Highways 27 and B in Hayward. Open daily, including Sundays, through October 31st at 9:30 a.m. Welcome back to another segment of this week's Wisconsin Northland Outdoors. And this part of the show is brought to you by the Hayward Lakes Visitor and Convention Bureau. For more information on lodging and vacationing here in the Hayward Lakes area, check out their website at haywardlakes.com. Well, folks, you know, one of the people we get on here from time to time to talk fishing is Hayward Area Fishing Guide Mike Best. I had a chance to talk to Mike the other day on the phone. We talked about summer fishing, and he offered some really great tips for you.
Good to have you on the show here. I've been a little while since winter.
Yeah, thanks, John.
Mike, let's talk a little bit about summer fishing. You know, we're getting up here with tourist season's underway. A lot of people are on our lakes up here. And as we get the water warming up more and more food and more forage in the lakes, it's when we start seeing sometimes people have a little trouble catching fish, it seems like.
Yeah, one of the biggest things I see people doing is when summer starts to take off and get these warmer temperatures, everybody's still fishing by the shorelines. and the fish are moving more out to your center structure, which what we call, as you know, are kind of part of the summer pattern. And so you need to look for new growth cabbage weeds and, you know, 10 to 12 feet of water, and then your rock bars from, you know, 12 to 25 feet of water as the summer keeps going on. So that's the biggest thing I see, is you just got to start fishing more offshore as it heats up. And this week, and part of next week, we got some really warm water coming, or warm temperatures, which is going to warm the water up, which means the fish are going to start moving out in deeper water.
You know, a lot of times that has to do, I think, with food forage, bug hatches going on, and all the fry and the minnows in the lake. They got plenty to eat.
Oh, for sure. And, you know, we got the mayfly hatch is starting to happen. And as you know, that all the mayflies hatch out of the rocks, in the edge of the rocks and the mud and stuff like that. So, you know, again, that's why there's more fish out in the middle of the lake than there is on the shorelines, just because that's where the food's at.
Have you ever noticed that when you've got the mayfly hatch going on, it seems like you get a better daytime bite a lot of times in the mid-afternoon than you do an evening bite? When you start seeing the bugs on top of the water, it's all over with, I think.
Yeah, I agree, for sure.
You know,
and when the top, you know, if you're fishing smallmouth and even largemouth, it seems like the top water bite gets a lot better once you got a bug hatch.
Yeah, for the walleyes, though, it really starts to you get tough. You know, once you get past that larva, you can actually see that in your depth finder, get up high in the water column. You know, they tend to feed on the stuff when it's down coming out of the bottom, I think.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, you know, how about trolling this time of year? You know, what do you recommend for people trolling?
Well, it's, you know, you've basically got it, once summer hits, you know, I always say after the 4th of July, you start to see a little bit of thermocline in the water. And, you know, that thermocline will start about 15 feet and then starts pushing down all the way to 30 feet before we get the lake to turn. And you just want to kind of follow that thermocline around. You know, in July, I'll just pull like flicker shads that go down, you know, 9 to 10 feet. So you're just above that thermocline on these bigger lakes like Grindstone, Lacouture, and Round. And then as the summer, you know, goes on, then they start pulling deep diving baits, you know, stuff that will get down, you know, 20, 25, 30 feet, and then actually go into like a lead core line by, you know, end of summer.
Yeah, another option I found is if you get that precision trolling app for a phone, whether it's an iPhone or an Android, there's a like with the flicker shads, fives and sevens, there's a thing called 50 plus 2, where you put 50 feet of line out, put a 2-ounce snap weight on your line, and then make it, say, if you're going to run 20 down at 20 feet, you'll have a total of about 72 feet of line out, which basically is 50 feet to the snap weight and another whatever to make it 72 feet. And that puts a lot of them baits that only run 10, 12 feet deep. You can take them down 20 or 30 feet.
Yeah, absolutely. It just, as you know, it's what people have for gear, and a lot of them aren't set up for the trolling and stuff like that, especially the tourists. So you got to try, and, you know, the snap weights and system works good, but it's just a matter of having all that gear and the planer boards and the rod holders and all that stuff. But yeah, definitely, if you know how to do the trolling and all the snap weights, that's in the middle of the summer, that's probably one of the best ways to catch walleyes.
Do you troll crawler harnesses and crawlers in the summer much?
I do a little bit, but as you know, there's so many bluegills and perch. If you do that, you got to go to these gulp worms or something like that. That's got a little bit more meat to it, so that they don't get destroyed by all the little panfish as you're pulling them.
Yeah, and that's an easy option for people that try trolling too, without worrying about depth, because just a 1-ounce bead chain sinker, keel sinker, you run basically 1 ounce at 1 mile an hour. You can figure 1 foot out or 1 foot down for every 2 foot of line out. So it's an easy complication there to go at. How about, you know, slip bobber fishing? Any good tips for people on slip bobber fishing?
Yeah, slip bobber is again, now I always say once the water temperature is over 65 degrees and then it's time to start pulling leeches out, and we're sitting there now. So slip bobber, if you can find a weed edge or a rock bar in the summertime, and just go out and put a bunch of slip bobbers out with leeches. The key to that is you want to make sure you know, I always tell people, if you're sitting in 12 feet of water and you're on a weed line, don't set your line at 12 feet or 11 feet. You want to be up off the bottom quite a ways, 4 to 6 feet of water, or 4 to 6 feet off the bottom. Those fish will see that leech and go for it. Their eyes look up. But if it's down in the bottom in that, you know, that nasty part of the water column where there's lots of weeds and stuff like that, then you're just not going to get bit. So make sure you don't set your slip bobbers too deep.
You hook fishing with the jig on there or just a hook? What do you recommend?
I use both. You know, it seems like if you're using, you know, fishing for walleyes, you know, sometimes I'll throw that fireball jig on there, like a quarter ounce, with, you know, live bait rig jig and with a minnow or a leech. But then I do like just the bare hook as well.
Yeah. You know, and I know one thing too is I've started doing is I started actually what they call slip dragging, where you, instead of just throwing it down and leaving it set, if you got a weed flat with short growing weeds down there, or you want to cover a lot more water, you can actually cast that bobber out and start to move it back in little short pulls, or just a slowly steady drag coming back.
Right.
Yeah. You know,
very effective.
Yeah. And adding a spinner jig, an underspin jig, seems to make a big difference when you're doing that too. As far as casting crankbaits, is there time for that in a place during the summer months that people should be focusing on?
Yeah, I've always got a crankbait, like a jerkbait, tied on one of my rods, even when I'm slip bobbering. I mean, a lot of guys just don't like sitting there watching bobbers. So if I'm guiding, I'll have someone that's got a crankbait that can throw it out and jerk it a few times. You know, I always feel that if you're sitting there and you throw, if you're going to get one on a jerkbait, it's going to be right away. But if I'm sitting there with slip bobbers, I'll throw a crank, you know, have someone throw a jerkbait for maybe 5 minutes, fan cast it. They don't get one, just sit there for, you know, another 30 minutes and pull that rod back out and throw it again. If they don't want it, they don't want it. It's one of those things. And I've even seen where if you're throwing those crankbaits around when you're using slip bobbers, you can spook the fish away too if they don't like it.
Well, folks, you know, we need to take yet another break and hear from even more of the fine sponsors that make this show possible every week. We'll be back with Mike Best again talking bass fishing this time. So stay tuned. We'll be back right after these messages. Are you in need of marine service? If so, call Earl's Marine, located on County K between the Big Lakes. Earl's Marine is a local Johnson Avenue authorized sales and service representative. Need a boat lift? Earl's Marine handles shore station. Need a boat or a pontoon for a few days? Just call for rental information. Since 1966, Earl's Marine has provided outstanding marine service to this area. For outstanding service, open 7 days a week for sales, and they have live bait, tackle, and fishing licenses too. Call Earl's Marine today at 715-634-4783.
This year, Dr. Ostrander and his staff at Hayward Animal Hospital will be celebrating 30 years. They thank you for your patronage. Hayward Animal Hospital continues to accept new clients and offers urgent care appointments daily. For same-day urgent care or emergency surgery, make sure you call early in the day as appointments fill rapidly. They open at 8 a.m. Hayward Animal Hospital is located 1 mile east of Hayward on Highway B. Call 715-634-8971.
If you'd like to have your time fishing be more enjoyable and productive, hiring a fishing guide can be a good investment. Whether it's learning more about fish patterns throughout the year, learning how to use your depth finder to find the best spots and fish, learn how to use that GPS to get the most out of it, or learn better boat control. A day on the water with a guide can really help you to be a better angler, as well as make a day on the lake very enjoyable. To book a guide trip this year or get more information, you can find us on the internet at www.wiscnorthlandoutdoors.com and then just click on Area Guides.
Welcome back to the last segment of this week's Wisconsin Northland Outdoors. And folks, you know, we're going to jump back into that conversation we had with fishing guide Mike Best. Only now we're going to be talking about bass fishing and several other species as well.
Well, you know, we've been talking pretty much a lot about walleye because that's what a lot of people tend to like to fish for up here. But the other option up here, we got a lot of different fish to fish for. We got panfish and northern pike and everything else. But bass fishing is, we've got plenty of good bass lakes in the area here. And One of the fish that people do go after is smallmouth bass during the summertime, and they can get a little bit different to find, too, during the summer.
Right. The smallmouth now are, like, on, as you know, I live on Round Lake, and they're still on the beds right now. But they're, you know, certain parts of the lake are on the beds, other parts they've moved out off the offshore already. With this warm temperature, I would expect everything to move offshore here shortly. But smallmouth, again, you want to, again, everyone thinks bass, and you beat the shorelines and docks for them. And you just, for the smallmouth, you do have to fish them offshore. Or you're just not going to have any luck during the summer months.
Well, you're not necessarily fishing the bottom offshore either, because there's times, especially like in the evenings, or if you get the right weather conditions, you can be fishing in 20 feet of water and throwing topwater baits and catch smallmouth.
Oh yeah, you gotta fish topwater all the time for smallmouth. Doesn't mean I've caught smallmouth in 30 feet of water on topwater. They will come up and smack it if they want it, and it's just one of those things. You just always make sure you got a topwater bait ready to go, and you throw it 8-9 times at a spot, and throw your other baits. And but you if they turn on and they want topwater, there's nothing that's more fun than catching smallmouth on topwater baits.
You bet. The one problem I see that a lot of people have when they're trying to fish smallmouth on topwater, especially smallmouth, is they want to have a race with the fish, and that's not what you want to do to get smallmouth on topwater. You want lots of calm, or, you know, pauses between your twitches and, you know, stop and go.
Yep, I agree. That's all good information, John.
You know, and let's talk a little bit about, you know, the largemouth a little bit, too, because that's something, you know, a lot of people don't come north for, but we've got actually some pretty quality largemouth bass fishing up here. And, you know, what do you recommend people in the summertime to go out and try to catch some fish and have fun?
Yeah, the largemouth will, early mornings, late evenings, they will rush up to shore and chase some minnows and stuff like that. But they're just not hanging. They're not staying there all day long just because the water temps are so warm. I fished in tournament this last weekend, and I found them in their summer pattern in that 6 to 8 feet long cabbage weeds. They'll just nestle in that weeds and sit there, and you just throw your worms or topwater in there. And once you find a spot, I mean, you can find a weed bed that will have, you know, 25, 30 largemouth sitting in it, and you sit there and you'll catch, you know, half a dozen of them. But again, going down the shorelines, you know, throwing towards shore isn't going to get you very many largemouth in the middle of summer.
Well, a lot of people think that bass fishing, we just pitch a spinnerbait out there and wind it in, and actually, yeah, for every fish you catch on a spinnerbait, you probably catch more on a jig or a worm, I think.
Right, yeah, there's, and the products of all these plastic baits, it's really changed, you know, the industry. I mean, there's so many of these different creature baits and worms and different things you can use, weighted worms, that can get you in that deep water with weedless hooks to allow you to catch more bass. And that's really the key, is weedless hooks and weighted worms and creature baits in those deeper weeds.
Yeah, lastly here, one thing, too, I should mention is if you're up here in this area particularly, but a lot of areas, if you're looking for some fish to take home to eat, don't just set your mind on going after walleye, 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 because one of the plentiful fish that's actually good eating is northern pike, and they're actually begging people to take them out of some lakes.
Yeah, all of our lakes have plenty of northerns in them. The big thing is size, but they're not huge pike around here. It's not like going to Canada, but you can go out and catch 24 to 27 inch pike, you know, and those are good eating fish.
A lot of good, interesting information there, Mike. You want to give out some guide information, somebody looking to get out fishing with you?
Sure. Yeah, pretty booked up this summer already, but you can always give me a call. It's Mike Best, and that's MikeBestGuiding.com. And my number is 715-558-4014.
Well, Mike, thanks a lot for coming on the show. Good to have you on here again.
All right, sounds good. Thanks, John.
Well, folks, you know, we're about out of time for this week's show. I'd like to remind everyone out there that if you miss a show, go to our website at wnoradio.net. From there, you can link to our podcast site. And the show is also on Spotify and Google Podcasts every week. And also, if you're looking for information on vacationing and lodging here in the Hayward Lakes area, check out the Hayward Lakes Visitor and Convention Bureau website at haywardlakes.com. Thanks for listening, folks. We're out of time, and we'll be back again next week with another interesting show for you.
Listen with me, I'm gonna take you there to our Wisconsin outdoors, our Wisconsin outdoors.
This program has been produced and hosted entirely by Wisconsin Northland Outdoor Communications. Any and all views expressed are not necessarily those of the station.